In the spring, a salmon's fancy also turns to thoughts of love. Not a young salmon's, but an old salmon's. And not lightly. With the single-mindedness of a sailor returning home after a 4-year cruise without shore leave. The salmon is anadromous. That is to say, he leads a double life. One of them in fresh water, the other in salt water. His freshwater life may be said to be his private or love life. His saltwater life is ordinary or workaday life. The salmon reverses the common order of human affairs. A lot is known about his private life, but nothing at all about the rest. We get the chance to study him only when the salmon is making love. For when the salmon, aged 2 and called at that stage a par, leaves his native river and goes to sea, to be a smolt until he returns to spawn, whereupon he becomes a grilse. Nobody, not even Professor Jones, DSC, PhD, Senior Lecturer in Zoology, University of Liverpool, whose book, The Salmon I Am Reading, knows where he goes or how he lives, whether in the sea he shoals together with his kind or goes his separate way, why some stay there longer than others or why some return home in the spring, and others not until the autumn. He disappears into the unfished regions, or the unfished depths, or both of the ocean, and is not seen again until, it may be as little as 1 year or as much as 4 years later, impelled by the spawning urge, he re-enters the coastal waters and the estuaries and up the rivers to his native stream, like some missing person returning after an absence of years from home. Nothing of what the salmon does in the sea is known, only what he does not do, namely, reproduce himself. He cannot. For his mating and for the incubation of his offspring, fast-flowing fresh water is required, and he can't, or won't, or at least would a lot rather not spawn in any but the same stream in which he himself was spawned. This may be far inland, perhaps deep in the mountains of Wales, and he, when he begins to feel the urge, may be in the Baltic Sea, and tagging experiments, salmon have been tracked as far as 1,600 miles from their native streams. No matter, home he heads. And what is even more remarkable, he knows how to find his way back. He does it, they think, by smell.